short gospel means a really short homily. So you get to go back to class early. Oh. Oh, you have a question? What's that? Oh, recess. You're anxious to go to recess already? Oh, you helped Jesus. I thought you said recess. Oh, you helped Jesus. Oh, that's a lot better. Okay, good. I don't know what's going on. So, how many of you here have brothers and sisters? Raise your hands. Wow, a lot of you do. How, anybody here an only child? Okay, I'm an only child, so you people are my favorites then. Kind of nice, right? For those of you that have siblings, have brothers and sisters, what's your favorite thing about having brothers and sisters? Always have someone to play with. Video games. Play games, have some fun, yeah. Football, good answer. Baby sister, good. One more. Teaching your sisters, good answer, good answer. So Jesus, in the gospel, you can put your hands down. You heard he was, his mom and his brothers and sisters, his family, they were trying to get to him because they wanted to talk to him. But the crowds were so big, people, there were so many people around him that they couldn't get to him. And they told him, hey, you know, your mom's looking for you. And Jesus says, well, anybody who follows me is my brother and sister and my family. Kind of seems like a weird response, right? But the whole point of Jesus saying that is that anybody who believes in him, anybody who listens to Jesus, like all of us, we become Jesus' family. And that family is called the body of Christ. I know maybe some of the older kids here have heard that before, but our church family, our Catholic family, we're the body of Christ. And we talk a lot here at St. Dominic about being a family, don't we? Does that sound familiar? And in the school, you guys are a family in the castle, a family of knights, right? That's true. So not only do we have our families at home, with mom, dad, our brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, grandparents, not only do we have that family, but everybody here is our family. All the adults that came to Mass over the weekend, all the parishioners, they're our family too. They're our spiritual family, our church family. And not only the people in this parish, but all the people throughout the world. Now, does anyone know what the word Catholic really means? Like, yeah, Paul. Universal, good job. The word Catholic originally means universal. So we're the universal church. And the neat thing about that is, all throughout the world, there are people celebrating Mass, might be in a different language, might be at a different time, but what we do here this morning is done all throughout our country, all throughout the world, because we're one family of faith. Does that make sense? Getting that? Good. So, like you said about teaching your younger sister, when we have brothers and sisters, what our parents do for us, we help our family, don't we? Think of how we love our family. We teach. When they're hurt, we help them up. When they're in trouble or working harder on something and can't figure it out, we offer advice. When they're celebrating something like a birthday or moving to a next grade, we celebrate with them. We have fun together. We laugh. We play games together. That's what our family does, right, at home. The same holds true for our spiritual family. When we come here to church, we pray together. We help one another. We celebrate together. It's that same kind of thing. So what I'd like you guys to think about today, as you go through the rest of the week, is how you can treat your spiritual family. I want you to think of something nice, something good you can do for maybe a classmate that you don't talk to much, maybe a stranger. You know, if you can donate some food or if you have some money or something like that. But I want you to think of your larger family, your family of faith, and how you can help, how you can serve, how you can love. Because that's what Jesus was telling us in the gospel today. He was saying, it's not just the people you like, not just the people at home, but it's the entire church. And all of us, adults and kids alike, are called to help and serve one another because we're family. So maybe that's something to pray about. Maybe that's something to talk about at some point in classes, is to think of ways that you can help your church family.